American and Afghan government troops continue their advance in the mountains of eastern Afghanistan against what's described as light resistance. A U.S. Army spokesman says the 10-day-old operation is winding down and estimates that fewer than 100 Taliban and Al-Qaeda fighters remain in the region. Afghan forces have occupied a key ridgeline known as the Whale. The capture came after days of bombing by U.S. planes. NPR's Ivan Watson has been on patrol with U.S. Special Forces on the front lines. Ivan, is this operation winding down?
It is winding down, Bob, but there is ongoing fighting. There's been smoke rising from explosions in the mountain range right in front of me throughout the day. But the fighting has definitely been less intense. Also, the American ground troop deployment here is smaller. 600 American soldiers were pulled out on Sunday and Monday. I saw this morning 4 Chinook helicopters. Those are the transport vehicles of the U.S. military force here. They were flying out. I can only assume that they were perhaps carrying more soldiers towards Bagram Air Base, where the Americans are based. Al-Qaeda has gotten weaker here. There hasn't been sustained return fire, but the Afghans here and the Americans are still treating this very carefully, traveling in heavily guarded convoys throughout the area, and they say that Al-Qaeda fighters could pop up anywhere in the plains surrounding the Shayako Mountains.
What have you been seeing?
Well, we traveled on patrol today with a convoy belonging to General Zia Ladin. He's the head of a 1,000-man Afghan force that's been operating here since the beginning of the operation. Each truck, except mine, had a bright orange symbol on the roof. That's to identify it to more than a dozen helicopters which were flying overhead. These are attack helicopters and Chinook helicopters that periodically veered towards our convoy to identify us. There were U.S. Special Forces within that convoy riding with the Afghan troops. They're working very closely together on this operation. We traveled up into the foothills. It's very dry here, very cold at night, and terribly hot during the day with the sun, and they still say they have to be very careful, even though they're starting to move into some of the caves where Al-Qaeda had been defending themselves.
Well, if Al-Qaeda's down to 100 fighters, what happened to the hundreds of others? Are they all dead?
Well, that's a big question here. I spoke with General Ladin this morning, and he said he had seen 10 bodies over the past 2 days, and his deputy said they'd captured 4 men about 3 days ago. At the beginning of this operation, there were estimates of more than 1,000, perhaps more than 2,000 Al-Qaeda and Taliban fighters. After several days of intense bombing, the Pentagon announced that they had killed more than 100 Al-Qaeda fighters, that they had the bodies to prove it up in the mountains. But still, there has not really been an explanation for what happened to these people. Now, a deputy to General Ladin, that's the Afghan commander here, he says that perhaps most of these people escaped across the near border to Pakistan or into the surrounding villages, which are quite supportive of the Taliban.
But this is Operation Anaconda. It was supposed to wrap them up and cut off escape routes.
Exactly, and there's been a previous case that's in Tora Bora last December where Americans worked with Afghans to try to capture or kill Al-Qaeda fighters again in a network of caves up in the mountains. And in that case, again, there were very few bodies found after the fighting. There were very few prisoners taken. And in this case, there was perhaps more preparation. Just a day after the operation began, the Pakistani authorities announced that they had sealed their border nearby. But if you talk to any local in this area, they will say that within these mountains, it's very easy to find a way through. It would take tens and tens and tens of thousands of men to truly seal this area off.
NPR's Ivan Watson on the front lines in eastern Afghanistan.